بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وما بعد The significance of clothing people سيدنا أبو سعيد رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever clothes a person in his state of nudity Allah تبارك وتعالى will grant him from the green garments of Jannah Sayyiduna Sahl ibn Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a woman brought a sheet to Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have weaved this sheet with my own hands for you to wear. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the gift and coincidentally, he happened to be in need of a garment at that particular time. After a short while, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emerged from his home, donning that sheet as a lower garment. A sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was seated there, said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give the garment to me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then removed the garment and gave it to this person. The other companions rebuked him and said, You asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for it, knowing full well that he would never refuse any person who asked for anything, even though he was in need himself. The Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded, By the Qasam of Allah, the only reason why I asked for it was that it could be used as my shroud when I die. Sayyiduna Sahal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that it was eventually utilized as his shroud, that is his kafan. Forgiveness and protection from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once wore a new garment and recited the dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati. The translation, All praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who has clothed me with that which I may conceal the private part of my body and whereby I may adorn myself with. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then narrated that he heard Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that whoever wears a new garment recites the above dua and thereafter gives the old garment in charity will remain in the protection and shelter of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whether he is dead or alive. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.